Is the U.S. job market cooling down? From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore in for David Brancaccio. We will get a look at the October jobs report in about an hour and a half. We could see a slowdown in the job market. Economists and the Federal Reserve have been anticipating this. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has this preview.
Wall Street is predicting that around 200,000 new jobs were added to the economy last month. That would be the smallest monthly increase since December of 2020, at the height of the pandemic, when the economy lost jobs. The unemployment rate is still expected to stay low, though, at around 3.5%. That means the labor market will still be tight, with employers continuing to deal with a worker shortage. Economists are also predicting that wage growth cooled a bit last month. They're expecting that average hourly wages increased 0.3%. That would still be around 5% higher than the same time last year. Much of the job growth appears to be concentrated in leisure and hospitality, with restaurants, bars, and hotels continuing to hire as more people take the trips and dinners out they put off during the pandemic. The Federal Reserve wants the labor market to loosen up a bit. That would help it cool off the economy and snuff out inflation. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
And as Nancy mentioned, today's jobs numbers are critical to the Federal Reserve's decision-making on how to fight inflation. An overheated job market is great for workers, but would add pressure on the Fed to keep up its interest rate hikes. Here's Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman.
When the Fed announced its latest interest rate hike this week, Fed Chair Jerome Powell reaffirmed his view that there's still too much employer demand for workers, driving wages higher and fueling inflation. The Fed wants to see a normalized job market, says Dean Baker at the Center for Economic and Policy Research.
So what I mean by that is job growth that could be sustained, that basically absorbs the sort of natural growth, people turning 20, whatever age, entering the labor market.
And so far, that isn't happening. Job openings actually spiked up by 400,000 in September, says Tuan Nguyen at consulting firm RSM.
The job market at the moment is still very tight, and I believe it is still too tight for the Federal Reserve to slow down on its interest rate hikes moving forward.
Meanwhile, people are quitting their jobs voluntarily, often to get better, higher-paying ones, at a much higher rate than any time in the last 20 years, says Tulane economist Gary Hoover.
What the Fed thought would happen was that with these higher interest rates, quits would start to diminish, and we could start to see some cooling in the labor market that would put less income into the pockets of consumers and therefore slow down inflation.
And with so many workers quitting, there's still a lot of upward pressure on wages. But there are some signs that the job market's cooling, at least a little. Julia Pollack is chief economist at online job site ZipRecruiter.
We are seeing job search intensity rise. So the share of job seekers who are looking frantically every day and urgently is going up.
Meanwhile, she says, recruiting intensity by companies that are hiring is going down.
So the share of job seekers who are being recruited by employers rather than having to find the work themselves is starting to fall. And employers are not having to go to quite the same lengths to sign candidates. The share of postings with signing bonuses is falling.
And as employers get less desperate to hire, fewer of them might offer flexible schedules and work from home options. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
All right, let's do the numbers. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are all up in the 6 to 8 tenths% range, with the Dow future up 180 points. Meanwhile, in Hong Kong, the Hang Seng Index surged 5.4% today in one day. One reason for that could be that there's been reported progress on getting Chinese firms to follow U.S. accounting standards. The U.S. has threatened to kick Chinese companies off of U.S. stock exchanges if they don't follow U.S. audit rules. Progress in that standoff would let Chinese companies worth $1 trillion remain on U.S. exchanges. Holiday retail sales, which have already begun, are probably going to be 6 to 8% higher than last year. That's according to the National Retail Federation. Online sales look like they will be up 10 to 12%. But the thing about online shopping is that a lot of what gets bought gets returned, and that costs companies a lot of money. As Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports, a growing number are starting to change their return policies.
When people buy clothes or shoes online, many tend to order a few different sizes to try on, keep one, and return the rest. For years, it's been easy and free to do that at many online retailers.
Everybody wanted to have like a super liberal return policy just to be competitive with e-commerce companies like Amazon and others.
Sucharita Kadali at Forrester says now about 30% of clothes and shoes bought online get returned.
There's a huge carbon footprint that's associated with it, and that's a huge cost
that companies tend to eat.
Returns are deadly for a retailer because in most cases, the merchandise that's returned cannot be resold as new.
Mark Cohen at Columbia Business School says companies lose a lot of money on online returns, and it isn't sustainable.
So we're starting to see some creeping restrictions on the manner in which customers can return goods.
Many retailers have shortened the window for returns. And according to data company Inmar Intelligence, the percentage of retailers charging for return shipping has doubled in the last year. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.
Our digital producer is Redmond Carolipio. Our engineers are Jessen Dueler and Nick Esposito. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.